Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, it's Wednesday evening, and things are cooking down in Florida. Things are really heating up around the nation and around the world, for that matter, in support of our dear sister, Terry Schiavo. I just got a memo here that Bo has finally arrived. Colonel Bo Greitz has finally arrived in Pinellas Park today. And praise the Lord, he got there safely. And I have some information on that for you on exactly what his intent is. I should have known, because he's using the same system we used at Ruby Ridge to get in to see the Weaver family, the remaining living members of the Weaver family, that is. And that was highly successful there, so we'll get into that in just a few minutes here. We also have a letter, a statement written on Mel Gibson's stationery in support of Terry Schiavo. And then we have a national Jewish group that has just come out in support of saving Terry's life. And, of course, we read to you the Pope's message yesterday. So things are heating up. And also we have our letter going from our police and military associations here from the High Rocky Mountains to the sheriff. Sheriff James Coates will be getting to him tomorrow, early morning tomorrow. We'll be faxing it down to him and emailing it to him and following up with a phone call that we will ask him to read what we've sent him from our police association and how we feel about this thing, and also the position we believe he is in to save this woman's life. And so we'll be talking about all these things tonight, and we want to open the phone lines up, too, to hear what you have to say, but I'm going to get into some of these other things first, and then we will open the phone lines up, because if I open the phone lines up and don't get some of this information out to you, then you will feel sorry, and I'll feel sorry that we weren't able to accomplish that. So give me a few minutes here to get this information out to you. And then we'll open the phone lines up and would love to hear from you folks. I'll tell you what, it's from the private citizens out there who are coming up with great ideas that we're using, putting forward in saving her life, that has caused a big difference in this whole situation. So we need to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Right into this here, we're looking at Mel Gibson's note here that he put out. I probably heard that the Pope put out a missive yesterday in support of saving Terry Schiavo's life. So here's Mel Gibson, March 11, 2005. He writes on his stationery from the desk of Mel Gibson, statement to the March 12, 2005 rally on behalf of Terry Schiavo. I guess he wrote this in to be read at the rally. He says, I support the efforts of Mr. and Mrs. Schindler to save their daughter, Terry Schiavo, from a cruel starvation. Terry's husband should sign the care of his wife over to her parents so that she can be properly cared for. Mel Gibson, with his signature, March 11, 2005. Now we have the Jewish organization, which we appreciate, the Orthodox Jewish organization, a national group called A Goddess Israel, to Michael Schiavo. They're sending this to the husband, adulterer, of Terry Schiavo. He says, they say, the Jewish organization says, spare your wife's life. New York, the Agudath Israel of America, has issued a public plea to the husband of Terry Schiavo, the brain-damaged Florida woman, do not remove the feeding tube, keeping her alive. Circuit Court Judge George W. Greer ruled Thursday that there was no merit to the appeal to delay permission for Michael Schiavo to allow his wife to starve to death in opposition to the wishes of the incapacitated woman's parents. The court, following Mr. Schiavo's wishes, has ordered the feeding tube removed on Friday, which prompted Agudath Israel's plea. I spoke for the national, or rather, a spokesman for the National Orthodox Jewish Organization appealed to Mr. Schiavo to recognize that what a court may consider legal can still constitute a grave violation of a higher law, and ask him to please allow his wife to continue to live. None of us, and this is a quote from one of a rabbi, Avi Shafran, rabbi, he says, none of us can claim to know what constitutes a meaningful existence. The Rabbi Avi Shafran, the organization's director of public affairs, continued and said, and all of us have a responsibility to preserve even severely compromised human life. Well, that's very, very nice. We have an attorney who has written also, another attorney speaks out about the Schiavo case, and this is a very, very good letter. We're going to include this in with our letter to the sheriff, matter of fact. We're also going to include Bo's citizen's arrest report here that we've received to the sheriff, too, because it fits in very well what we're asking the sheriff to do. It says here another attorney speaks out. It says, and the name of this attorney is Jan Warner. And she says, when she was a child, she was taught that if she did not brush her teeth, they would rot out. Now her teeth are rotting out, but no one speaks for her. When she was a child, her parents took her to the doctor when she had an infection. Now reoccurring infections and bed sores ravage her body. No treatment allowed, but no one speaks for her. When she became disabled, her husband became her guardian, obtained more than $1.5 million from a malpractice case for her rehabilitation and health care. But her funds have been used to warehouse, not rehabilitate her, and to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to lawyers hired by her husband to let her die by starvation and dehydration, a slow, painful, inhumane method of death. But no one speaks for her. If she were a stray dog or a cat, she would be protected by Florida law from inhumane treatment. Her death would be swift and painless. But as a disabled human being, her death sentence will not be so kind. When she was a child, her parents instilled in her the need to commit to a relationship before she married. Now her husband lives with a woman and their two illegitimate children in a marriage-like relationship, and he continues to speak or Terry Schiavo. If Terry Schiavo was your responsibility, Adult Protective Services would take custody of her and charge you with felony abuse and neglect, and you would be convicted. But no one will be charged or convicted for abusing and neglecting Terry Schiavo because her lack of care and waste of her money have been the result of judicial orders issued by Judge George Greer, a publicly elected Florida Circuit Court judge in the Tampa, Clearwater, St. Petersburg area. After Terry Schiavo suffered still unexplained brain damage in 1990, her husband, Michael Schiavo, was appointed her guardian because he had priority under Florida law. A guardian is a fiduciary created by law for people who don't have written financial and health care powers of attorney. Because the legislature of Florida created guardianships to be administered by the courts, judges are mandated to strictly comply with the dictates of the law. But Judge Greer has not. Even through the law, it says, even though the law clearly requires guardians of disabled persons to file comprehensive annual reports and care plans, And even though the law clearly requires guardians to not deviate from those plans, Judge Greer has virtually excused Terry's adulterous husband from filing these plans and reports, a clear violation of Terry's rights and the law, especially in light of notes in Terry's records over the years that she has not been properly cared for. Yet even without guidelines for her guardian husband to follow, Judge Greer has authorized payment of expenses to warehouse Terry, but not one penny's worth of rehabilitation that was promised by Mr. Schiavo when he sought and received large malpractice settlements that were deposited for Terry and controlled under the auspices of Judge Greer. Rather than pay for swallowing therapy that may have allowed her feeding tube to be removed, Judge Greer authorized payment of hundreds of thousands of dollars from Terry's rehabilitation money to lawyers hired by her husband to help her die by removing the same feeding tube. And of late, by Michael Schiavo's request, despite the fiduciary obligation of the guardian to grow the account for Terry's care, Judge Greer has ordered that Terry's investments be liquidated, that the annual return be slashed, and that her money set aside to pay still more attorney's fees in order that Terry's care would be paid for by Medicare. That's right. So you and I can pay for her care while her money is used to put her to death. Guardian Michael has extreme conflicts of interest and should not be serving as a fiduciary for his wife, not only because he stands to gain financially at her death, but also because he is living in a relationship that is tantamount to marriage with his paramour and their two children. When Michael's conflicts were raised by a lawyer when acting as Terry's guardian ad litem, he was promptly removed, and Judge Greer has chosen not to replace him. Think about it. Terry Schiavo has had no independent representation during proceedings in which her money is being used to pay lawyers hired by her husband to carry out a sentence of death by starvation and dehydration of Terry Schiavo. Based on recent case rulings, Michael Schiavo and his wife's fiduciary is accused of withholding evidence of a bone scan done on Terry in 1991 that substantiates fractures at or about the time of her brain damage. This is criminal evidence, folks, that should be looked into. Yet, not surprisingly, Judge Greer has ignored this relevant evidence, even though it touches on yet another facet of Michael Schiavo's conflict of interest. Think about it. If Judge Greer has not required the filing of mandated plans and reports, how could Michael Schiavo have acted legally as Terry's guardian when, by law, the guardian must act within the guidelines of the filed plans. And he didn't file any plans, and the judge doesn't make him follow the law. If there was no plans at all for Michael's acts, were unauthorized, how could Judge Greer approve payment for Terry's care? While most of us think the courts has the safest place to preserve the rights of disabled persons, Judge Greer has set a new standard for judicial undersight, not oversight. She says undersight. George Greer may well be an aberration, a deviation from the norm, but what he has done to and not done for Terry Schiavo shocks the conscience of a civilized society. Face it, Judge Greer will never be a poster boy for appropriate judicial conduct, but if he and others like him are not dealt with swiftly and appropriately, you and I may someday find ourselves in a position like Terry Schiavo, with no one to speak for us. Jan Warner is a matrimonial and elderly law attorney, and she's done a wonderful job with this article, which we're going to send with our sheriff's letter to Sheriff James Coates in our request that he take action immediately to stop the execution of Terry Schiavo. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Thank you.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
About tonight, and we have a caller on the line already. I've asked the caller to hold on. I want to get through some of this other information, but we definitely want to get your input. Writing down the name here. Okay, so I don't forget. I know who it is. I know who's there holding on. And we'll be with the caller in just a few minutes here, but I want to tell you a story that excites me, because I think Colonel Bo Greitz, who's just arrived down in Florida, may have some success, because we used this same tactic at Ruby Ridge to get beyond the lines and get up to see Randy Weaver. We had gotten in there at Ruby Ridge at the bridge. If you may not know about the situation, but Randy and his family had chosen to live right on top of a mountain, what we call Weaver Mountain today. Others call it Selkirk Mountains, but we've named it Weaver Mountain, and right on the top. And it's tough getting up there by automobile or by truck, very tough. It was a one-lane dirt road all the way up, very steep. And matter of fact, when the enemy of the Weaver family were bound to attack them with 500 militarized troops, they had to bring in bulldozers and widen the road because the military equipment they were using against the Weaver family couldn't get up that one-horse road, little dirt road, up to the top of the mountain. So, believe it or not, they had to, when they set up the military camp called Camp Vicky up there. They already knew they had executed Vicky, so they called their camp Camp Vicky, a very evil, evil thing to do for the paramilitary troops and the National Guard and the special forces that were up there. The place that they had as their headquarters was called Camp Vicky, which was not far down from the home of the family. And they brought in bulldozers and had to bulldoze that long, long, I forget how many, six-mile road, I think, up to the top of the mountain to allow their military equipment to get back and forth. And Humvees were too wide. If they had had the little jeeps, the great little jeeps we had during Vietnam and during First and Second World War, Korean War, they would have been perfect. But, of course, they had these Humvees and other APCs and different things, tanks and what have you, to use against this family. So, anyway, we were down at the bottom of the mountain. Colonel Bo and I arrived at about noon on Wednesday, and we couldn't get through. The FBI and the National Guard and the military were guarding this bridge that allowed you to get on the road up to the Weaver home. Well, you had probably 50 troops in militarized equipment, everything, M16s, bulletproof vests, and all the military array, TA-50 gear and all that stuff, helmets, blocking the bridge. So we couldn't get through, and we couldn't get through until Friday. And what we did was ingenious. Bo came to me one evening and says, "Jack, how do you do up a citizen's arrest, or how do you do a citizen's arrest?" And I said, "Well, Bo, here's how you do it." And I explained to him how to do a lawful citizen's arrest. Well, the problem we had is that to do a lawful citizen's arrest, you have to be able to put your hand on the person's shoulder that you're arresting and say, "I'm placing you under citizen's arrest, and you stay here until the authorities get here. You're under my control." Well, Bo was thinking about arresting the FBI, top FBI agents, the ATF agents, the governor of the state who had put this area under martial law and turned it over to the military. And so we had a list of people that he wanted to do a citizen's arrest on. So what we did was we got with a guy that had pretty much a legal mind there at the roadblock. We had probably 2,000 private citizens there at the roadblock, and there was another military man there on our side, a former military, who had a good legal brain, and we got together with him and did up a citizen's arrest form. And then Friday morning, we walked up to the bridge, Colonel Bo and myself, and Bo read the citizen's arrest form to all the military and the FBI officials there on the bridge that were hiding behind these 30 to 50 troopers there. They were hiding behind them. They were listening, all right. And so he read the citizen's arrest form to the governor and to the head of the FBI and the ATF and a bunch of other people. And what we decided to do was we had to serve this on them. And so we couldn't put our hand on their shoulder. And so what we decided to do is step across the barricade, which was very dangerous because they said they would shoot you. And somebody got us a big rock. And when they saw Bo with the big rock, you know, him being a Green Beret commander and deadly with his hands, even without a rock, we thought they were going to shoot him. So we took the rock and stepped over the barricade and put the papers, the citizens' arrest forms, on the bridge and put the big rock on top of it so the wind wouldn't blow them away, and said, "You are served. You are lawfully served." And so I'll be right back and tell you what Colonel Bo is going to do down there in Florida. It worked up there. I'll tell you what happened when we did this, by the way, Friday morning, actually. That worked. The plan worked, and I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I'll finish up this story real quick. We placed those documents, the citizen arrest forms, on the other side of the barricade. We didn't get shot, put the big rock on top of them, and then we watched and we waited. Well, it wasn't any more than about 45 minutes to a little slime ball you could see weaving his way like a little weasel. He reminded you of a little weasel that came from the rear of the other side of the bridge, and he was weaving his way between the Kevlar, the helmets, and the M16s, between the legs of all these giant militarized troops. And he slithers up and snatches the paper out from underneath the rock and then slithers back between the legs of these guys into the back row where we couldn't see where he went to, disappeared. Turned out he was one of the government attorneys, which stands to right. I'd say he looked like a rat, but I like rats too much. I don't want to denigrate rats. But anyway, he took the papers back there, and by noon, we had the head of the FBI team up there walk up and say, "Colonel Bo, come with us." Well, the agreement between Colonel Bo and me was we were going to be each other's backup, and we weren't going to be separated because they hated Bo Greitz so much, the federal government, when he exposed George Bush's CIA drug running and bringing drugs, hundreds of tons of opium into the United States from Southeast Asia with the help of the CIA, and then they hated me for my work for years and years to educate police and soldiers through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and other cases that I worked on trying to expose government federal executors, assassins, and so forth. So we were not going to leave each other alone, but we decided finally they wouldn't let me go with Bo, and I thought they would take him up there and kill him and say the Weaver family shot him to death. That was my major concern because they could have set that up so well. And, of course, they certainly would have done that had that been their intention. It turned out it wasn't, and so Bo looked at me and I looked at him, and we decided that he'd go it alone and without a backup. So they took him up in an APC, and you know the rest, militarized vehicle up to the Weaver house, and Randy and the girls immediately started communicating with him. They hadn't communicated with anybody up to that point. And so it worked. The citizen arrest forms worked, and that night Bo told me that Randy asked for me to come up too, and so the next morning, Saturday morning, I was up there with him. And we stayed, Bo and I stayed there negotiating with the FBI to not kill the rest of the Weaver family and the Weaver family until Monday when the God opened the door and they came out. You know the rest of the story. Well, Bo is back in Florida, and I'm so pleased and so proud that he is going again with his bride this time to file citizen's arrest forms on certain people in Florida. So here's that story. Bo and Judy arrived this evening after furnishing a notarized citizen's arrest warrant to Governor Jeb Bush and Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist. Bo intends on papering state and federal enforcement offices with his warrant on Thursday, one day before Judge Greer has ordered the denial of food and water to Terry Schiavo. Bo says the arrest is meant to allow allow officials additional options as the state, Florida state executive and legislative branches maneuver to secure Terry Schiavo from starvation. He says it's just another arrow in the quiver which may help pro-Terry forces to counter Judge Greer's death orders, says Bo. The Greit's effect remains to be seen if he'll be effectual or not. He successfully used the arrest tool, the citizen's arrest tool against federal law enforcement in August 1992 when he intervened in the siege at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and brought what was left of the Weaver family down the hill without further bloodshed. Sammy, well, I won't get into all that. You know who died and who was shot. Everybody was shot except the girls. Secured the services of renowned defense attorney Jerry Spence, and they won $3.2 million. We know that. Bo Greitz was also present during the longest FBI siege at the Montana Freeman compound. We used the same form there. Bo and I were there inside with him for 2.5 days with the Montana Freeman. And it worked. We threatened to do the citizen arrest there, and it worked. We were able to get in with the Montana Freeman. Greit says while he doesn't want to cause trouble, he gets involved when it appears Americans are in needless life and death situations with the law. Citing his officer's oath of allegiance to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, Bo says while he doesn't know Terry Schiavo personally, she nevertheless represents an American in danger of citizens' rights abuse, and he feels an obligation to act while she remains alive. Says Greitz, Americans will always fight for freedom. Millions of our military place their lives on the line to keep tyranny away from our shores, he says. Acknowledges and supports the broad front of Americans who have, for years, stood up to save the life of Terry Schiavo. Besides the Terry bill under consideration in the U.S. Congress, the Florida legislature votes Friday on a modified version, a measure to keep Terry's life support in place. A previous Florida bill was ruled unconstitutional, barring further intervention by Governor Jeb Bush. It says here, Bo says, we all do what we can. Most people wisely don't arrest important officials. It can be non-habit forming. It's my contribution as I see it, says Greitz. While threatened with arrest at Ruby Ridge and Jordan, Montana, when the smoke cleared, the much-decorated war hero instead walked away with FBI letters of appreciation. Time and events will soon tell if his presence in Florida is thus appreciated in this area. A copy of Bo Greitz's warrant language is attached here. And I think this is excellent, folks, the way he's written this up again. I'm not a legal scholar, but I think it will do the job. He cites Florida statutes here that Judge Greer is in violation of. Heavy-duty Florida statutes that Judge Greer has ignored. So I think he's in good stead. And at the bottom it says, sworn to and certified by a notary public on this date, I am James G. Bo Greitz, a private person and a U.S. citizen, resident, address, Sandy Valley, Nevada. So pray for Colonel Bo, would you, and Judy, that they're successful at once again using this nonviolent redress of our grievance, this citizen arrest contract here that is lawful for citizens to do, and that he is successful once again. I pray that all of us working together, all of us calling, writing, emailing. Well, we don't have time to write, but you can write in fax and email to these agencies that we gave you yesterday and we gave you the sheriffs the day before, are very vital, folks, to keep the pressure on. We can win this, and we can prove Americans once again can do what we want to do. We truly are in charge when we take charge. But the problem is we haven't taken charge in so long that the devil and his minions had literally taken over, and Judge Greer looks like is one of those minions. So with that said, let's go to our caller who's been waiting, Eleanor from Canada. Eleanor, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Jack. Thanks. What I have here is some quotes from one of the Clearwater newspapers from Cheryl Ford, registered nurse, as she describes what they did at the beginning of Terry's last execution attempt in October 2003, and it's just two paragraphs. May I read it?
Okay, please do, yes.
All right, I'm quoting Cheryl Ford, registered nurse. They started off by dressing her in wool sweaters and long pants, then wrapped her in a wool blanket to, quote, sweat her out, to make her dehydrate faster. Nurse Ford said she was horrified, especially because it was only October and it's still hot in Florida in October.
My goodness.
So, I mean, that's what we're saving her from.
Absolutely evil.
Demonic.
Absolutely evil and demonic. You're right. My goodness gracious. Yes, I just hope that all Americans listening tonight will be a part of taking some action. It's easy to do. Pick up a phone, print something on your computer and send it by email. But we can stop this, Eleanor, and I believe there's enough prayers going up. My goodness gracious, the Pope is writing letters, personal letters about Terry Schiavo, and we've got the Jewish organizations doing it. We've got people from all over this nation and people like you from other nations writing and calling. I can't imagine that we're going to lose this, especially with people praying every moment. Eleanor, I don't know if you heard me describe when Colonel Bo Greitz were up at the top of Weaver Mountain during those days when we were looking at the body of little Vicky Weaver laying up underneath the kitchen table in a pool of blood, and little Sammy was already dead, and his body had been snatched by the government. And Kevin Harris was wounded, and Randy Weaver was wounded, and it was just a hell on earth up the top of that mountain. But every day that Bo and I were there, every hour, you could literally, Eleanor, feel the hair on your arms and your body lifting up. It felt like there was electricity in your hair. And what I began to believe and understand was that there was millions of people across this nation and around the world praying prayers up the top of that mountain. And I'll tell you what, it gave you a tremendous feeling that God was present there. And it was just literally electrifying and stimulating. And we prayed so hard, never prayed so hard in my life. And Americans did the same thing. And we walked out of there with the living members of that family off that hill, and nobody else was injured. So prayer and action, prayer with action, Eleanor, as you know, is what we all have to be doing in the next few days.
That's what I'm trying to do, is get people motivated to do this.
Thank you.
Of course, this kind of blows away the denials of the current regime that torture is not tolerated. They're doing it right to one of their own disabled people,
yes,
in public view.
I can't imagine they would wrap that little girl to try to sweat her to death faster with to dehydrate her in that warm climate down there in Florida. That is absolutely demonic, as you said. Eleanor, thank you for sharing that with us, okay?
Thanks.
Lord bless you real good, and thanks for all your efforts, sister. I know you're doing so much, and we just love you for it. Thank you.
Keep your lighthouse shining bright, Jack.
Sure will, sister. Sure will, as long as God allows. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, the clock is ticking for Terry Schiavo, and for all of us, for that matter. When she dies, we all lose a little piece of ourselves and our family. So we're just not going to let it happen. Call in tonight if you'd like to at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have a comment or a question, just give us a call. What I'd like to do is share you a portion of our letter we're going to be sending out to the sheriff. We're still working on it here. But this is coming from law enforcement people. And I'll just give you the rough draft here because my wonderful assistant, Carol, is trying to correct my horrible writing skill and my horrible sentence structure. So I'm going to share you the rough draft here, a little bit about what we're putting together to see what this organization of police and military people are going to be doing. And I think we have some meat in here for the sheriff to consider, because we know sheriffs, of course, that have stood up and taken on the powers of government to stand up and protect the people of this nation, and taken on the powers of the strongest and biggest and most powerful government on earth, and won against it. And we have that in our letter here to the sheriff. So here's our basic rough draft. It says, this is an urgent communique. Dear Sheriff Coates, we are a national organization of law enforcement and military persons who are contacting you to share a bit of important information with you in your hour of concern for a young lady named Terry Schiavo. Dear Brother James, you have a situation in your county that is building into a real political and civil challenge for you and your staff. And as the days go forward, you will have to make some decisions that will be difficult, regardless which action or non-action you choose. We wish to make a suggestion as to the action which will save a life and stand you in good stead with the members of your community, and therefore will not be a detriment to your professional career and continuing county service. Here is our points from a law enforcement position. We suspect that you already know that there is certain evidence which has been obtained by professionals in the medical field and others which point to the possibility that a crime was committed against Terry Schiavo, which left her disabled. From the evidence we have read and heard about, we as law enforcement professionals and criminal investigators believe that there is a strong probability that her injuries were not accidental. The evidence and other facts surrounding this case speak to the possibility that someone may be personally responsible for the original bodily damage to disabled subject Terry Schiavo. Please go to www.terrysfight.com. Whoops, that's supposed to be .org. Yeah, I better remember to change that. Carol, if you're listening, we got to change that to .org. And study the facts in this case, and then contact the mother and father of Terry Schiavo for the names of the medical professionals who have firsthand knowledge and facts, x-rays, etc., and others who have facts surrounding the bodily damage and treatment of Mrs. Schiavo. When you have reviewed this information, we believe you'll feel as we do that there is much more to the disability of Mrs. Schiavo than has surfaced at this time. Mr. Schiavo is a very interesting investigative lead who needs to be interviewed as a prime suspect in the injuries of his wife on that day. Here are two of the most important points to ponder as police investigators pointing to the husband's real motives in putting his wife to death. One, he intends to cremate her body immediately after the death. This ends the possibility of her being truly rehabilitated, as the doctors say may well be possible, that where she can testify to what actually happened to her on that day which left her disabled. Did someone attack her, for example? If she's put to death and the body is cremated, folks, then the evidence is gone. And so I'll be right back with more of the program, and we'll finish reading this rough draft of our letter we're sending down to the sheriff, try to get him to stand up like so many other wonderful sheriffs have over the years for the people's lives and property in their communities. Be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Just reading you the rough draft of the letter our police and military association is sending to the sheriff. We've put in here now that if Terry is allowed to be murdered or put to death, however you want to consider it, I call it an execution by the government, the doctors are concerned that she has evidence within her body to prove, because they have x-rays of this, but of course she could also, if there's actual rehabilitation done, the doctors feel it would be possible for her to actually testify to what happened to her on the day which left her disabled. Did someone attack her, for example? When she dies, this testimony and evidence will be forever destroyed. We could say this could be a very important reason why Mr. Schiavo recently refused the $1 million a man offered to Mr. Schiavo if he would but turn Terry Schiavo's guardianship over to her parents to care for her. Remember, one of the most important reasons the government is allowing her husband to put her to death is because Mr. Schiavo has stated that Mrs. Schiavo told him once she would not wish to be left alive by artificial means. As a side point of fact, Mrs. Schiavo is not being kept alive by artificial means. Sheriff, here is another vital point of fact to consider. Adulterer Mr. Schiavo spent many months in court pleading the case that he loved his wife and for funds necessary to keep his wife alive and for rehabilitation therapy, which he said over the years might cost several million dollars. He won $1,300,000 for her rehabilitation and treatment. Immediately after winning in court this amount to fund her rehabilitation, he proclaimed, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, my wife Terry told me she would not want to be kept alive by artificial means. Therefore, we need to pull the feeding tube right away and let her die with dignity." And he, adulterer Mr. Schiavo, gets to keep the $1,300,000 for him and his girlfriend and two illegitimate children, which they've had since his wife has been disabled. In addition, he then issued orders to the health staff who were caring for Terry that his wife would get no rehabilitation therapy, no sunlight. They keep the shades shut to her room every day, no brushing of her teeth. She's lost three or four teeth. No antibiotics for her bed sores, etc., etc. She can have nothing that would keep her alive or healthy. Sheriff Coates, what Mr. Schiavo did was an insurance fraud. He proclaimed that he needed the millions to pay for her rehabilitation, and then after getting the funds under the false claims, he claims his wife told him she didn't want to be kept alive anyway and refuses to give her any help to save her life or rehabilitation. He walks off with the remaining funds, money he refused to spend on her survival and treatment. Now, as you look into this case, Sheriff Coach, you will see much more that will make you realize that there's something very suspicious about Mr. Schiavo and Judge George Greer. The relationship between these two is very strange, as Judge Greer, who one would think was intelligent, is doing things that are not rational in trying to preserve the life of Terry, or would bring to light the facts to the fraud and deception her husband has used through this case to get to kill his wife. In addition, Judge Greer, we're coming up on a break again, folks. I'll share this with you. Wait a minute now. Hold it. Hey, my goodness gracious, folks, we're out of time. Well, get busy. Get on the phones. Get on the facts. Lord bless all of you out there. That's what we're going to be doing here. Have a great night. Be back with you tomorrow evening, Lord willing. God bless you all, and have a good evening.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.